Blog Talk Radio.
Another in the series of Read the Word. And we're glad to have you with us again here. We are coming to the end here. Today is day number 300 and what? 338. 338. Less than 30 of these left. And the year will be done. And we will have read all the way through the Word of God in 1 year. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us right here on this program. You know, we're now in the book of 2 Corinthians. And personally, I think 2 Corinthians chapter 2 is my most favorite chapter in the book of Corinthians on this page. I don't know how you can most favorite chapter something in Corinthians, because how do you leave out chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians, or chapter 12 or chapter 14 or chapter number 9, 2 Corinthians 9, one of the most amazing chapters of the whole Bible. Anyways, it's the holy living word of God. It's his majestic word. And we welcome you here together with us today. Hold your Bibles up. Let's make our confession. We'll get right into it. Here we go. Say it with me. This is my Bible. Try it again. Say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am. Tonight, I'm going to read the Word of God. And it is changing my life. I plant it as a seed. In the good soil of my heart. Producing a hundredfold return and more. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. You can't be an apostle of Jesus Christ by any other way but the will of God. Don't call yourself the apostle. You won't have the strength to get you done. Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all of Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. If you got grace, you're going to have peace. And if you got grace and peace, you're going to live in joy. Verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us all in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, with comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and your salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. I know most people don't want to read this chapter because you don't want to hear about all the sufferings, but Jesus said, if you'll be righteous, you will suffer persecution. Not suffer sickness and disease, persecution for righteousness' sake. Hey, but what do we want you to, for we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. That's pretty serious. Pretty serious. I know a lot of Vietnam vets have used this verse as their verse for when they were in Asia. They even despaired of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead. To all of you who are Vietnam vets and you're listening to me, I know you found God when you were in the jungle and you came back here and couldn't find a preacher that seemed to make much sense. But don't give up on the God you found in the jungle. This is his book. Get in it and read it. Get connected to this program. I'm a preacher. I'm a man of God. But I love every one of you and respect you for your service and to America when you were in Southeast Asia. And just start in Genesis in this Read the Word program. And just go through the Bible. It'll be a blessing to you. And you'll realize how much you know God and you love him and trust him. You found him in the jungle. And he's the same God. He's just a whole lot bigger than anything any of us ever know. Let's keep reading. 10, who delivered us from a great death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he, notice that's capitalized, will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and in godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly to you. For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand even to the end, as also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boasting is in vain in a man, but you and I will, on the day of the Lord, be able to receive the gift and the crown for what we do here, which then will turn into a, not a boast braggadocious, but a serious faith-filled proclamation of we did it. We did it. By the grace of God, we did it. 15, in this confidence, I intended to come to you before that you might have a second benefit. I'm going to come to you and you're going to have another benefit. To pass by way of you to Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you and be helped by you on my way to Judea. He's on his way back to Jerusalem. All right. Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no. I mean, Paul's a guy who walked 500 miles to have God say no, 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 and no. Dream, come over to Macedonia, which is where these guys are. 18, as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. Verse 20, for all the promises of God in him, Jesus, are yes. And in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Every promise in this book is a yes and amen, and you can claim it. Every one of them. They're free for everybody. But you're going to have to claim it and stand in. 21. Now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Moreover, I call God as witnesses against my soul, that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand. Chapter 2. Now, this is serious. Ready? But I determined this within myself, that I would not come to you again in sorrow. For if I make you sorrowful, then who is he who makes me glad but the one who is made sorrowful by me? I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow over those from whom I ought to have joy, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. If anyone has caused grief, he's not grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe. Punishment, which was inflicted by the majority, is sufficient for such a man. So that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Wow. Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him. For to this end, I also wrote, that I might put you to the test whether you are obedient in all things. I had to make a note. Now, whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. This is the man that had done so wickedly in the church with his father's wife, and they put him out. And yet Paul is saying, certainly you've put him out, but don't create so much sorrow in his life that he can't find God. And if you want to write in your Bible right there, that's Galatians chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul said, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. That's Galatians 6, 1 through 5. I want to put that in my Bible right there. You can add that in right next to verses 6 and 7, because Paul's teaching that to the Corinthian church, and then he teaches it also to the Galatians. Verse 11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. He's going to try to destroy no matter what. Verse 12, furthermore, when I came to Troy as to preach Christ's gospel, and the door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia. Now, thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph, always, 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 in Christ and through us, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Everywhere you go, everywhere I go, we should bring the knowledge and wisdom and blessing of God with us. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death. To the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as so many peddling the word of God. In other words, just out there doing it for profit. But as of sincerity, as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. It's hard to believe that there's people who preach for profit, but Paul actually makes that statement. There's some who preach for profit, some who preach for strife, some who preach for gain. It's sad. And Paul says, at least the gospel's preached. Let's keep reading. Chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. That's when you know that you've grown, when you're actually an epistle that man can read and look at you and say, that person knows Jesus. There's a lot of them, they'll say, you're religious. But when they can look at you and say, that person knows God, now you're an epistle being read of all men. Verse 3, clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on the tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh that is in our heart. Verse 4, we have such trust through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And there's a lot of people that's got to get that verse down in their life. If the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Moses came down out of that mountain with those Ten Commandments glowing, man. They put a bag over his head. 9. If the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness, Jesus' righteousness, exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. The righteous are as bold as a lion. That's what Proverbs says. We have great boldness of speech because of the glory of God that's on us and the glory that's in us. 13. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away, their minds were blinded. Until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ. Think about this now. Think about what Paul is saying. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. If you and I will meditate in the law and study the word and speak the word out loud and make these word confessions out loud, we will literally be transformed from one level of glory to the next. And people will look at us and say, what happened to you? Well, I'm going from glory to glory. I'm going from this level of faith to that level of faith. By the Spirit of God. Chapter 4. Therefore, since we have this ministry, we have received mercy. We do not lose heart. Man. Sometimes that's a battle. But it's only a battle because we let the natural world try to get power over the supernatural world. Don't let it happen. But it's a battle some days. 2, we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Not every man's conscience, especially those that are not in the sight of God. Because there's a lot of people's conscience who's seared. And we're not going to commend ourselves to your seared conscience. I got a whole bunch to say right there, but I'm just going to keep reading. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. And it blinds people's minds and their hearts so that the glory of the gospel can't get there. And guess what? We pray every night, all y'all in the family, in the partnership, and everybody that's ever going to be connected to us, by a dream and a vision at night, when deep sleep falls upon you, that beyond any ability you have, God seals your instruction, turns you from your pride, keeps you from the evil way, causes you not to be destroyed and cast into the pit. If you don't say nothing at all, just say, Father, answer that preacher's prayer for my life in Jesus' name. Let's see. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. And that's my prayer for every one of you. Verse number 7. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side. Yeah, we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but we're not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same Spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we spoke. This whole 4 chapters is Paul telling the Corinthian church, I'm confident in you. And you're a living example of the gospel. Stand up, fight, and don't give in. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of you and me. Got to learn to say it, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Verse 14, I'm in 2 Corinthians 4:14. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, are eternal. Now, think about what Paul's saying. The Corinthian church has already been established. He said, when I come back, I'm not necessarily going to come by there, but I wanted to write to you. I want to encourage you in your faith. I want you to love everybody that's around you. Don't be so hard on people that you cause them to be discouraged and fail and flee. Don't do that. And yet remember, God's moving you from glory to glory, from this faith level to this faith level to this faith level. And the only thing that stops you from getting to that next faith level is you. And we are not going to be stopped. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of you and me. And I say it every day. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. I'm nothing without it. Thank you, Jesus, for your righteousness. What am I without the righteousness of God? Thank you, Father, you gave us the Holy Spirit to live within us. Thank you for the word that is alive and well, working in our lives. That the excellence may be of God and not of you. As soon as you make it about you, then you start becoming religious. Because there's nothing else that can happen. It's going to be about you. Make it about him. Keep it about him. And you'll find great health and great strength and great victory in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation. I got a couple. I got Sister Leanne and Sister Phyllis with us tonight. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you've ever done, if you pray this prayer from the depths of your heart, in faith and trust in Almighty God, even those of you that were Vietnam vets, and you might have hatred for man and hatred. You know, I met so many Vietnam vets that hated God because of the church when they got back. Don't hate God and don't hate the church, but don't go back to those places that treated you so wrong. Just don't go back there. Keep looking. You'll find a guy like me. I don't have nothing but respect for you, honestly. These aren't just props. This is real. That's real. That one's in honor of everything I did to take care of men like you. Because that's who I am. So pray this prayer with me today, please. Ready? Thank you, Phyllis. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Here's my bold statement of faith, Jesus.
Here's my bold statement of faith, Jesus.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Welcome to the family of God. We're glad to have you here. Thank you for coming and being a part of this with us. Any way we can help you walk with God, we're going to do it. Now, remember, you might say, Pastor, man, what in the world's going on inside of me right now? Well, God Almighty just came in. You just said, Jesus, come into my life. You followed our prayer because we know what to say and how to lead you. And Jesus just filled you. Yeah, but you didn't ask me to repent of my sins or say anything I'd done wrong because John chapter 1 said, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God. All he needs you to do is receive him. All he needs you to do is open up the door, crack, and say, Jesus, come in. And he comes in. And he comes and he brings his blood, his righteousness, and everything about him with him. And he just filled your life with it. Because remember, it's not about the sins you committed. It's about how righteous he is. Forget him. He did. Quit thinking about him. He did. He threw him in the sea of his forgetfulness, never to be remembered another day. And that's what he wants you and I to do. You don't know what I did, Pastor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Apostle Paul was killing, or Saul of Tarsus was killing Christians in the name of God. Osama bin Laden. And God forgave him and made him one of the greatest apostles there ever was. Just receive his work. It'll be a blessing. He's the light of the world. He just filled you with light. He's all righteousness, so your sins are gone and forgiven. The Holy Spirit of God just came to live in you. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Now just walk every day. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit just made their abode on the inside of you. Doesn't take away all the battles. It just puts the answer to every battle on the inside. Not way out there in heaven somewhere. Right in here. And therefore your answers will come to you much more quickly. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell. Make sure you stay connected to us. This Read the Word program is in a playlist. It'll have 365 videos. Well, not quite, but close. 355 videos. And you can search my name, Sam Jacob, on YouTube, and then type in Read the Word after it. It'll take you right to this playlist. You can start in Genesis and go all the way through the whole Bible with us. And it'll be a blessing to you. And your life will transform as we read the Bible together in Jesus' mighty name. We have many, many videos on the internet. Search my name and then put in a topic, and there'll be a bunch of videos come up, and they'll be a blessing to you. When you find one you like, copy, paste, put it in a note, and put a title on it and a date so that you can go back and find it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. in Jesus' mighty name. Anything we can do to help you, if it's within our power to do it, we will. My email address is right there in the comments or in the notes of this program on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio. Until we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.
Good night.